Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am bringing on Adventus Mining again. Traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ADZN and on the OTCQX market under the symbol ADVZF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Christian Carl Simard. Now, Christian, I wanted to bring you back on the show because I'm refocusing on a lot of these base metal and especially copper projects, trying to find some of the ones that stand out, that are maybe a little bit different in this sector that has gotten a lot more attention, mostly thanks to a broadly rising copper price and base metals overall. Now, I first want you to bring everybody up to speed on the company's strategy, because the company, Adventus, holds the Curibamba project. This project, the asset, the El Domo deposit, is a high-grade and really de-risked asset. Now, one thing in 2020 that you guys did was really rebrand the company to focus on becoming a high-margin copper producer. Can you give us a little bit more insight why you are so focused on this move towards production, please?
Thanks, Corey. So it's been 3 years that we've been in Ecuador. We've always had this high-grade asset, which we have been working in the background, doing engineering studies, PEAs, et cetera. That's not very exciting to the market. And frankly, it was during a period of time when no one really cared about copper development assets. So we really focused the company on, we're a new platform in Ecuador and we've got exciting exploration. We still have the exploration going. We still have the platform, but now under 360 a pound copper, we really think it's the time to showcase our flagship copper or polymetallic copper dominant development project as, if not the next, one of the next copper projects to be constructed globally. So we're full steam ahead with a feasibility study expected in October, EIA expected to be submitted around August, investment agreement with the government by the end of this year, project finance facility to be announced sometime this year. And all of that is culminating to potential start of construction around July, August of 2022.
All right, let's dive into this El Domo deposit. It is a high-grade copper deposit. Now, I feel like in the copper space, there are already a handful, if not a dozen, de-risk copper projects that are generally lower grade. They show that they can make money over a long mine life, but they also have an initial price tag that is in the at least $1 billion, if not a couple billion dollars, just to build the overall project. What is the current asset, the current deposit size at El Domo, please?
Yeah, our last 43-101 resource summer of 2019 was 10.5 million tons. And using current long-term consensus metals prices, it's around 5.5, 5.6% copper equivalent. Majority of that is open pittable. And the majority of that is in measured indicated. And when we publish our initial reserve this year, and of course, a forward-looking statement, we are targeting around two-thirds of the reserve to be proven and one-third probable, which is unheard of for a junior.
Now, when we're talking grade in terms of this copper equivalent that is over 5%, what's the breakup in terms of grades of the other metals, including copper?
Yeah, we've got a really nice mix based on the current commodity price backdrop. So you're looking at 2% copper, 3.2 grams gold, 3.2% zinc, about 2 ounces silver, and a little bit of lead. All of that works out to be around $450 to $500 US per ton rock. And your cost to mine, process, G&A is around $45. So that's why this is such a economic project. We're targeting a payback in the feasibility study of about a year and a half. And it's definitely a project that we have the option of building it. And we certainly have put all the eggs in that basket that, you know, our team wants to build this mine as soon as possible.
Now, in terms of the revenue breakup, let's also take care of that. What revenue percentages for copper, gold, zinc, and even silver?
Yeah, it's a good question because with COVID, we've seen interesting dynamics with the metal prices. In May, June of last year, if you just ran spot pricing, we would have probably eclipsed 1.55 to 56% of the revenues, the payable revenues, were precious metals, so gold and silver. Now that copper and to a lesser extent zinc have recovered, the project's around 55% base metals and the rest precious metals. So we do cater to both precious metals investors and base metal investors. And the specific breakdown at current pricing, metals prices, is 42% copper, 35% gold, 15% zinc, and 10% silver.
Okay, now you even made the comment that you guys are in a position, again, forward-looking statement, to actually build this mine. And that's one of the aspects that even I mentioned a couple questions ago, is that the CapEx here is not going to be in, let's say, the billion or even $2 billion range. It's much less than that. What is the CapEx, at least now, that you can point to that gives us a little bit of insight here?
Yeah, our past economic study showed $165 million U.S. capital cost at a 1750 tons per day throughput rate over a 15-year mine life. For the feasibility study, we'll be running it at 1850 tons per day, but we think the overall capex will be very similar to the PEA, maybe slightly more, but well within the plus or minus accuracy of the PEA. That puts the NPV to CapEx or market cap to CapEx or any other metric you want to look at for this project as number one in the world on the multiple similar kind of capital intensity metrics when compared to our peer development projects.
What are some of these peer development projects that we can compare it to?
Well, I put in the same category as projects where the operators have probably a good chance, a good optionality to build it on their own. I put Trilogy Metals, which is another VMS in Alaska, joint venture with Trilogy and South 32. And then I also put Marimaca, which is a copper developer in Chile. It's a copper oxide deposit, so you can go down the cheaper SXEW route. Then there's a whole grouping of the porphyry development projects. You have Filo Mining, you got Jose Maria, you've got in British Columbia, North Isle on Vancouver Island. You've got in Ecuador, Cascabel. You've got in the Yukon, Casino. So in those cases, very large projects that will be in production over multiple cycles, big units of production, but the market cap to CapEx ratio is in many cases 10 to 20 times.
Yeah, well, those projects, they're just a much higher CapEx. And that's one of the interesting aspects of this El Domo deposit is that it is just a, smaller CapEx. So it means that you can get into production and or get your money back in a much faster time frame. Now, you did mention that the feasibility coming out in October, what work needs to be undertaken to move that and to actually meet that date?
Yeah, we have a consortium of subcontractors being led by DRA Engineering. The team is all very familiar with Ecuador. Our project manager has built multiple mines larger than El Domo, and he's built an owner's team. We have currently six drill rigs turning to support the feasibility study and the EIA. We expect that drilling to be completed by the end of February. So all at-site work to complete the EIA submittal and the feasibility study done very shortly. We are on track, on budget with the feasibility study. We have an active capital cost that we are tracking as the study goes on. And if any scope changes happen, we can immediately make those changes to the model and see what the effect is. So I think we're looking at plus or minus 1 month around October. For guidance on completing that.
All right. Now, when it comes to this overall resource, I understand that you're doing a lot of work just to continue to de-risk it, move through the studies that need to be undertaken to prove that this can be brought into production and earn the type of money that we have seen in prior reports. But what about potential growth of this either deposit or at any of the other projects that the company holds?
Yeah, we put out an expansionary hole at El Domo to the east in December. It was 13 meters, I believe, around 3% copper equivalent. So it is open to the east. Within the district, we have identified 15 airborne geophysical targets that have not been drilled before. We're currently drilling one of them called La Vaquera. We're three holes into a seven-hole drill program there. We hope to continue to test these 15 targets over the next 18 months for new discovery, but they would be new discoveries, potentially not even of the VMS deposit type. And then we have two other porphyry projects in Ecuador, also partnered with the Salazars. They're called Pijili and Santiago. At Pijili, we have one drill rig turning. It's been turning since June. And there will be additional results coming over the next few weeks there. And we expect the drill rig to start turning at Santiago, which is adjacent to Newcrest's big earn-in in Ecuador in the summer of this year.
Okay, so you do have some exploration underway. We should get that news as it just continues to trickle out. And hey, hopefully you can make a whole other discovery. But again, this is a company that is very much focused on moving this asset, the Curibamba asset, towards production in the relatively near term. When it comes to construction timeframes then and the potential of first concentrate, what are those timelines looking like?
Yeah, we have a plan for a 12-month EIA approval process. So that takes us to July of 2022. We would be working through detailed engineering and long lead item ordering in that first half of 2022. Then starting third quarter of 2022, the early site works, road upgrades, that kind of stuff. And then full-blown construction starting Q4 2022. It's around a 15-16 month build, and we have planned for first concentrate to be produced in February of 2024.
All right. Can you also just remind everybody your company, Adventus Mining's, relationship with Salazar Resources?
Yeah, Salazar is the reason we are in Ecuador. They're the most successful exploration group in Ecuador's history, discovered the majority of the significant deposits in the country. All three of our projects were Salazar discoveries, and as you say, Corey, they work closely with us in advancing the projects. In the case of the two porphyry projects, they're 80-20 owned Adventus Salazar. We fully fund the activities to a construction decision, at which point they need to contribute, and there's a standard dilution formula. And we're actively working with them to bring additional projects into the exploration alliance. In the case of Curipamba, we own, I guess you could say, notionally 95% of the project, and Salazar is 5%. The way it works there is we fully fund to commercial production. We have all of the rights to offtake and royalty streamings, etc. And then it's 95-5 breakdown of free cash flow until all of our initial investment is recouped, minus around $20 million US, which was the initial investment of the Salazars prior to us getting involved. So if we continue to make new discoveries and continue to invest, it would be 95-5 until we stop finding ways to spend that money. And then after that, after all of our capital is recouped, then it becomes 75-25 thereafter.
Okay, thanks for that clarification. Let's wrap it up just with a quick comment. You guys have a lot of work underway, but I also understand you have quite a bit of money in the bank. Where does the company stand with cash?
We raised $38 million at $1.27 Canadian in September of last year. Last financial statements had us at $38 million. We're less than that now. Plus, we have $7 million in investments. Overall, the work plan gets us to, we run out of money around March of 2022.
All right. Perfect. Christian, I appreciate this update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Christian to address those. We will also follow up as some more news hits the market, especially as we move towards that feasibility study and also some of the drilling at those new discoveries. Christian, thanks for your time. We'll chat again soon.